understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
For just joining us, Tyler Herro had a big game last night.
Great game.
He's taken upon himself
all
to play
time.
Every wishy-washy song ever, except for one that has Herro in it. Please.
Oh, we got to take it to the bridge.
Oh, this
no,
song.
No, we don't. I'm going to jump off a bridge if we keep playing it.
This song. Oh, don't make me turn it up.
Oh, God.
Tyler Herro.
He had a lot of strength last night.
Oh,
carried the team.
Yeah.
What fears? Just see Jimmy Bucket singing this to Tyler at the end of the night.
I feel like I'm at a 90s prom.
Oh, great prom song.
Oh, it was a good nightclub song back in the day, too. But
close it down at the end of the night?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Is that it? We fade out?
Great.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Great.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
We got a lot out of it.
Yeah, we did. Tyler Herro, our Herro, got the Celtics down to their last game. Do you realize the Miami Heat? Hear these words as they come out of my mouth. The Miami Heat are one win away from the NBA Finals.
The heat is on.
The heat is. I'm surprised we haven't heard that song.
Well, it's not about a Herro.
Huh?
It's more appropriate. The heat is on.
No, today needs to be. Today's Tyler Herro's day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
37 points. The only 20-year-old or younger in the NBA to score more points in a playoff with Matt was Magic Johnson when he scored 42 when he was 20 years old. Fact.
Phenomenal night. And it'll be another barn burner, I'm sure, Friday night. Tomorrow night.
You know who's in third place in that stat? The kid Rose when he was with the...
Oh, Jalen Rose?
No, not
Derek.
Derek Rose.
Yeah.
So Rose and Magic MVPs. Tyler Herro sandwiched in between. Is he a future MVP?
No.
Anti-Bucko Blue Gray guy says he's got a lighter lit up.
239 says, Chris, you are so lame. That's a good song right there. Sorry.
Even Rick Astley fan, who's a Detroit guy, says that's a great rejoin.
World Without Heroes by Kiss. He's right. Gene Simmons saying
that.
It's
my last one.
Oh, I didn't know.
We still have more show to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I had a whole list brought out right here.
I thought you would not remember that one. That was like one of their last hits.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it. It was a great video. In fact, Gene sheds a tear at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
A makeup tear or
no,
plain face tear?
No, a makeup tear.
So it ruined his white, black and white makeup?
Actually, you know what? He was not in makeup for that video.
Interesting.
I don't think.
Interesting.
I thought the name of the song was World Without Heroes.
World Without a Herro.
Okay.
No, a World Without Heroes.
Yeah.
But if he had a tear running on his face, he could just use his extra long tongue and clean it up. And it was all over.
Yucky.
Oh, man.
What is it? Paratrooper Damn Chris, this is a sports radio show. The song is Pukic. Look, we're playing. That was a sports theme song. Tyler Herro was the story of the NBA last night as the Miami Heat put the Celtics on the brink of elimination.
No, for everybody asking, I've played My Herro by the Foo Fighters, Heroes by David Bowie, Herro by Mariah Carey, Herro by Enrique Iglesias, Rock and Roll Herro by Meatloaf, We Could Be Heroes by Alesso, and I Need a Herro from Shrek.
No, I Need a Herro by Bonnie Tyler.
It's from Footloose, Bonnie Tyler. So out of date.
Pac-12 supposed to consider a fall return to play tonight as the league games to start October 31st or November 7th, and it looks like they're going to play six games. So, but Colorado can't play right now, at least for 2 weeks.
All right. That plus Kevin Todd will join us. We'll talk about some over-unders and some point spreads, that kind of thing, at the bottom of the hour. Kind of a warm-up tease for our pigskin picks tomorrow, of which I dominate. So all that on the way.
Dominate.
First, though, it is time for a Sports Center rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
Week 3 of the NFL season gets underway tonight. Thursday night football between the 0-2 Dolphins and the 1-1 Jags. Coverage starts right here at 8 o'clock on 99.3 ESPN. Shark, the wide receiver for Jacksonville, is out. Byron Jones, cornerback for the Dolphins, is out as well. Damon Snacks Harrison told Adam Schefter he's planning on playing football this season after contemplating retirement. Bears, Packers, Bengals, Seahawks, some teams that are interested. And Purdue wide receiver Rondell Moore has opted back into the season because the Big Ten's playing again.
Non-factor.
Maryland, Mike, great pair. Yeah, okay. So he was, Gene was in makeup. Okay, he was. And there, it was a real tear. Yeah, okay. I couldn't remember if he was in makeup or not. Missouri announces the final capacity for sold-out Alabama game.
Roll Tide.
Sold out.
27.5.
11,700 people.
27.5.
The opener capped us at.
Oh, that's the spread?
That's the spread. Game one. Right out of the chute. Here you go. Win by a touchdown, a quarter.
Yeah. But the other thing, you never know. It's the first game. Could be some rust.
Ooh, Nick Saban's really talking highly about the way that this team has gone through their workouts.
Has he laid down the hammer on him? I mean, he's all business all the time.
Yeah, he likes the leadership that he has on this team.
Mm-hmm. You know who's not on the team? Tua.
Tua. Yes, thank you, Craig.
Blake Bortles officially signs with the Broncos today.
Yes! Back in the league.
Broncos.
Come in for... They play Tampa Bay on Sunday.
Taking on the Bucks here on 99.3 ESPN. Mm-hmm. That's a late afternoon game, by the
way. Yes, it is. A great day. Once again, I don't have to go out.
See Tom Brady heaving for oxygen at Mile High.
Well, he hasn't exactly done well, great there over the years.
There's been movement in Vegas. The over-under on the picks, I'm now setting at 1.5 going over.
I don't think so.
You think he has a clean game?
I think this Denver team is banged up right now. I don't know if he has a clean game. I think he'll...
Chris, I have the over-under 1.5 interceptions.
Godwin and Evans are both back. I don't know. It's a different team. But the Patriots had their struggles there for every time,
who,
it seemed.
Bortles or Brady?
Brady.
We've already got a bet on this, Craig.
I lowered it from 2 to 1.5.
He's not throwing a pick on Sunday.
Yeah, he is.
I don't think so.
To whom would he throw the interception?
One of the 11 Broncos on the field.
Oh, yeah?
You know what happened? It'll bounce off somebody's hands.
That doesn't matter. That counts.
I know. It's a stupid rule, though. I hate that.
Do we have a bet on that? You said we had a bet on that.
Yeah, we got a sandwich bet.
Oh.
On two?
I'm out of it.
No. One. I'm saying Tom Brady will not throw an interception this Saturday.
Okay.
Or Sunday.
I don't want any of your circular logic if it gets tipped 6 times in the air.
They're not even on the board for our pigskin picks, are they?
No.
No, it's a 1-1 and an 0-2. We picked the biggest games of the weekend.
Washington at Cleveland? Why? Kind
of nailed you on that one.
They have more combined wins than Tampa and Denver.
We are replacing that game with Kansas City Baltimore.
But we don't pick Monday night football games.
We do for this one. This is the
game of
the century.
We don't pick Monday night football games. There's so much that can happen between Friday afternoon and Monday night. We can't just pick games
Then Tampa Bay Denver is a better game than Washington at Cleveland.
I disagree.
It's a show thing.
How?
We generally like to have our pigskin picks cleaned up when we come in here on Monday, not have the dangling Monday game.
I would put Detroit, Arizona up there.
Stop. I can't do that.
That's easy.
You really don't care about the football team at the Browns, huh? I think it's an intriguing game. Think about it. The Browns or the football team is going to be 2-1. That's above expectations when the season started, is it not?
That feels like a 14-10 Cleveland squeak out win. Feels like an ugly game to me.
Well, then bet that way.
14-10, that sounds to me like you would take the 7 win and roll with football team.
I might, because the front 7 of Washington is very good.
No, Cutler the GOAT, we're not picking Bears-Falcons.
No. First-time texter said, I just got off work. Did you guys make any predictions on tonight's game? Yes, Pete and I are both locked in financially, if you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink. On the Jaguars, Chris is going with his heart instead of his head.
Well, I'm not making anything official yet. You'll have to stay tuned for my lock of the night to see which way I'm leaning.
Okay. Maryland Mike's right. He's calling force majeure, and we pick Monday night games. Damn it. He's right.
We don't do it. We don't pick Monday night football games.
We have before.
Well, wait a second.
But I don't like it.
That's not a hard, fast
rule.
Well,
this is a group effort.
All right, while you work it out, let's go to the phones.
Let's put it to a vote.
239.
You're outvoted.
337.
Craig doesn't want to do Monday night.
Well, this week with Baltimore, Kansas City, he does.
we can pick the game. Let's just pick it on Monday when we have all the information at our disposal.
No, if we're picking it, we got to pick it Friday. It's part of the deal.
Yep.
Then I don't want to pick it.
Well, then we've done Monday night games before. I just like having a clean slate when I come in here Monday and know that I'm still in first place with the picks. I don't want to wait for the Monday night game.
This is one of the most anticipated Monday night games in a long time.
I'm always in first, Chris.
You're tied for first. The inanimate object is tied with you.
I'm tied with the coin, the flip of the coin. And both of us are still ahead of you real human beings.
She got lucky.
Bob is on the phone. Bob, welcome to Sheeman and Shepherd. How are you?
What's up, Bob?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Fantastic. Good. And yourself?
Not bad. Just heading home from work.
All right.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. I just kind of realized I'm still into baseball. I know football kind of always takes over, but I was just looking as far as the playoffs, and I just noticed what they were doing, and I think it really kind of stinks as far as that they're taking the top two teams. Why don't they just take the top three teams and then go by record for the rest of the teams? Because my Indians, they get screwed off of this because
they got Oakland.
They got a better record.
I know, but look, if the playoffs started today, the Indians would be the seventh seed. They'd play the Oakland Athletics. I think that's a good matchup. You're going to like Terry Francona and the Indians no matter where they are. He's so good. But, the A's are, again, with no payroll, there they are again, along with the Tampa Bay Rays. But why do you think the Indians got screwed?
Well, because they become like the wild card, so they don't even get a chance of having a home thing.
Well, they didn't win the division. They didn't win the division.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, Houston's going to have a higher seed than Cleveland, and they got a worse record.
No, but Houston has to go to Minnesota right now. So Houston's going on the road, too. Houston's a sixth seed. Cleveland's a seventh seed. They're both going to play, on the road, as I say, on the road, neutral out in California. But I'm saying the Twins are the three seed. Oakland's a two seed. Cleveland has to play Oakland right now, and Minnesota plays Houston.
Yeah, well, because you got eight teams, so you got the three teams that win their divisions, and then the top.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the matchups, if the playoffs would begin today, would be Tampa Bay and Toronto, Oakland and Cleveland, Minnesota, Houston, and the White Sox and the Yankees. That's the matchups in the American League if the playoffs began today.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Yeah, they're
And if they're in the National League, it would be the Dodgers versus the Reds. That's the 1-8. The 2-7 is Atlanta and San Fran. The 3-6 is the Cubs and the Marlins right now. And the 4-5 is San Diego and the Cardinals.
And the first round is the best of three. It's a shorter series, right?
No, it's best of five.
Best of five, yeah. So win three out of five. Okay. And then
everything's five.
Then it all goes to neutral site after that anyway.
Right.
Unless you're...
Right. If I'm Cleveland, I think that's a good matchup with Oakland. I mean, Oakland's a good team. They're the two seed, but...
Yeah, but they get to the playoffs every year and they don't know how to win.
That's what I mean. They always find a way. I know. Problem. They get so close. And Minnesota right now doesn't have to play the Yankees, so that's a blessing.
That's a big win for the Twinkies.
Yeah. And the Rays won their division last night.
Yes, they did.
No wild card, no backing in.
First time in a decade.
Got it.
They are currently the number one overall seed in the American League. Wow. Actually, do they have the best?
That's remarkable.
They have the second best win percentage in baseball.
Yeah.
Dodgers are at 696. The Rays are at 649. Next closest is the A's at 618.
I was not sure what he was trying to say about Cleveland getting screwed. I don't understand. I mean, the seventh seed, they didn't win the division.
I mean, everybody can't have home field.
No, I mean, nobody's going to have home field.
I mean, they're third in their division.
Yeah. Right.
But like, nobody's going to have home field.
Like, they're lucky to be in.
I don't know whether it'd be in Texas or California, but nobody has home field, so it really doesn't matter.
If they beat the White Sox tonight, they'll sweep that series.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big. I mean, that they might be able to catch the White Sox and get the two seed coming out of the Central.
Exactly.
sounds weird to say.
1 month from today, Big Ten kicks off. Ohio State will beat Nebraska. Iowa at Purdue. Interesting. Michigan at Minnesota. Illinois at Wisconsin. Rutgers at Michigan State. Indiana hosting Penn State and Maryland at Northwestern.
We're ready.
1 month from today.
We're ready.
1 month from Saturday.
And then tomorrow, is the Pac-12 voting tomorrow?
Tonight.
They're voting tonight. The MAC is voting tomorrow, and the MAC will probably just have
the Mountain West, I think, is too. I think the Mountain West is.
And they're looking at six-game schedules, which is like, okay. Better than nothing, I guess.
It's why 2 months ago we all said, why are we making this call now?
Yeah, don't panic.
Don't panic.
August 11th.
Get closer to the season, and let's figure it out at that point.
And that's why when Greeny today goes on a diatribe about, well, you know, those of you complaining about the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, and they're making decisions based on health and black kids, no one is denying any of that crap. Okay, it's not crap, but you know what I mean. What we are saying is, and what's the point he never brings up, is that they jumped the gun.
Oh,
I don't know why he and others are afraid to say it. It aggravates the bejesus out of me that they won't do it. Yeah, we all know the safety. We get all that blah, blah, blah. We get all of the preamble nonsense. We get it. It's all true. Whatever. They're looking out for the kids' safety. This, that. You know, they still jumped the gun. Whether you want, that's what they did. Yeah. They jumped the gun, and they were made to look like fools.
Yeah.
And they had to claw their way back. And the chancellors and presidents had to put their tails between their respective legs and go, we were the Arthur Fonzarelli. Wrong.
Panic mode.
Yep.
All right.
Gary Anderson's first round of the playoffs, the best of three in his home field event. Yeah, but there's not, the playoffs are going to be in a neutral field.
Wait a minute. Best of three or best of five? That's different.
Maybe it is best of three. First round, the very first. That makes, maybe it is. I forget. I'll take your word for it, best of three. But there's not going to be any home field.
Is that his name now, best of three?
No, it's Gator Nation.
Oh, it's okay.
Go Gators.
But all the playoffs are going to be in Texas and California.
No, not all of them.
No, I thought they were
The first round.
The first round's
you're still going to have home field.
Higher seeded park.
Yeah.
It is?
Yes.
I thought there were. I thought all the playoffs.
The first round will be at Tampa.
No, really? Then the following round they'll move it to.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yes.
What is it? The National League's in Los Angeles.
Yeah. And
the American League's in.
I think National League's in Arlington.
National
League's, and the American League's in San Diego or something.
American League's in San Diego and LA. There's four different spots. There's four. There's
it
two
is
in
confusing.
Texas. And, yeah.
Nobody's going to bust anybody's chops for getting it wrong. It's very confusing.
Oh, people will bust our chops. Absolutely.
Well, I think we just set the record straight because we know what we just gave them.
Thanks to a
correct information. Well, other than the best of three or best of five, the home field we got figured out.
Hey, I got a cool list here. This came up. The best of the best 0-2 teams. What do you think right now?
Sure. That's my Detroit Lions. I'm interested.
Would you like to hear them all?
Chris is not interested because he's in denial that his Dolphins are 0-2.
Well, I'm not in denial that my Dolphins are 0-2. I think that not all 0-2s are created equally. The Lions 0-2 is a lot worse than the Dolphins 0-2.
Oh, no, but
how many 0-2s are? I know there's 11 2-0s. How many 0-2s do we have?
Right here. We have the Jets, the Dolphins, the Broncos, the Bengals, the Texans.
That's five.
The Giants.
That's six.
The Eagles.
That's seven.
The Vikings.
Eight.
The Lions.
Nine.
The Falcons.
Ten.
And the Panthers.
11.
11.
So we have 11 2 and 0s, 11 0 and 2s, and by my math, we have 10 1 and 1s. How about that for on the fly math?
I mean, I told it to you before you said it.
I wasn't listening.
I knew where you were going.
And those of you who are fans of Braxton Berrios from the U, he is going to start this week for the Jets, along with Chris Hogan and Josh Malone. That's all the Jets have.
Part of me feels bad for Sam Darnold. I mean, the other part doesn't because he's a Jets and I don't want anybody on the Jets to do well, but part of me feels bad for Sam Darnold. The guy is throwing to nobody. I mean, when it's a hit, when Rashard Perriman is out of the game, you're down to nothing.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's maybe Braxton Berrios can break out a little bit. At least he gets to play. That's the only reason why I watched that game at all is to watch him.
Yeah.
See what he can do. Big fan.
All right, so do you have your little list? We got about 2 minutes.
That was my list.
Oh, it was the list. I thought you were going to like rank them or something.
No, I'm not ranking. It just came out. I figured it'd be.
It was Chris that said some 0-2s are not.
Unless you want to. Well, again.
Not all 0-2s are created equal.
Who do you think the best 0-2 team
is? With that.
Who is the best 0-2 team?
I probably still have to go with the Texans right now. Right now.
Yeah.
Easy.
Maybe
Miami.
Maybe the Broncos.
The Broncos?
Yeah.
They don't even have a starting quarterback.
Well, I'm saying right now.
Craig, did you not listen to the start of the hour? They just signed Blake Bortles.
Yeah, I heard.
They didn't get humiliated without their starting quarterback.
That doesn't translate to all of a sudden you're the best.
Oh, really? Because I think it translated to AFC Championship game once.
Yeah, you know what, Craig? You're right. I'll go with Bengals. How about that? I'll go with the Bengals, the best 0-2 team.
Wow.
Right now. Way.
Said no one ever.
Why?
You know, you might be the first human to ever say the 0-2 Bengals are
the best. They haven't humiliated themselves.
No.
Well, not at all.
Sounds very awkward.
I'm going to say the Eagles.
They're dead to me. They're the worst 0-2 team.
Which makes them the worst team.
Yeah.
For now.
It's the now. So the bottom three go, the two New York teams and Philly.
They're not on our Pickskin pick board this week.
All right. All right, speaking of picks, we're going to have Kevin Todd on in just a moment from sportsbrokers.com. Also, it's game week for the Florida Gators. Go Gators.
Go Gators.
99.3 ESPN is your home for Gator football all season long. Saturday, the Gators travel to Oxford to take on Ole Miss. Pre-game, 11:30. Kickoff, noon. The Gators in Southwest Florida brought to you by the Wilbur Smith Law Firm. Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. More hero-themed music for Tyler Hero and his performance by the Heat last night, putting your Celtics on the brink of elimination.
Not over yet, buddy.
Keep hanging in there.
Not over yet.
Tomorrow we'll do our pigskin picks, but we got a few we're going to warm up with here today. We have a few games, college and pro, and we also want to welcome our new friend, Kevin Todd, is with us from the sportsbrokers.com. Kevin, welcome. How are you?
Hey, how
Kevin.
You guys doing?
We're good. Sure, we're trying to angle and figure out point spreads and all that kind of stuff. We're having
some fun. Advise the audience what we're going to be doing on here as far as me versus you, like pros versus the Joes.
We were waiting for you to come on, and then we're going to make the announcement now.
Okay.
Let's do it. All right. So we're going to pick three games. You're going to pick three, and you've even offered a donation to charity on your behalf. Go ahead. Why don't you explain what you want to do?
$1,000.
Okay. So this is the deal. It's pros versus the Joes each week till the end of the football season. I will pick three games. You guys will pick three games. At the end of the season, if you guys beat me, I'm going to donate $1,000 to the charity of your choice. But to make it more interesting, so I can have Chris, your program director, on my side, every week that I go 3-0,
yeah,
I'm going to give Chris a $50 gift card to Under Armour.
Nice. Okay. I like this.
So now Chris is on my side.
Well, this is awesome.
You just see how quickly you turn?
That's ridiculous.
That's outrageous.
That's very generous of
you.
All
right. Very good. Very good. Well, thank you. We're looking forward to this. And I know our audience is looking forward to this. So let's get this underway here. You're our guest. Would you like to go first?
Absolutely. I'm going to go first. So my first selection is in college football. We got a lot of value here. West Virginia's playing on the road at Oklahoma State. If you remember last week, guys, Oklahoma State was at home. They were a 21.5-point favorite versus Tulsa. They only won the game 16-7. So this line had opened up, I believe, at 8.5. It's dropped down to 6.5 because what the public does, gentlemen, is they base their selection on how teams play the previous week. Oklahoma State is not as bad as they showed last week. West Virginia, they're 0-5 against the spread their last five games against Oklahoma State. Also, West Virginia is only 3-6 against the spread their last nine overall. Oklahoma State, they're 11-4 against the spread their last 15. They're 5-1 against the spread their last six games at home. And they're also 7-3 against the spread when playing as a favorite. I'm taking Oklahoma State in this game to win by double digits because you're getting a lot of value because of the public perception, gentlemen.
All right. Very awesome. Good. Off with our first one there. By the way, Kevin Todd. You can he's the president and the CEO. You can find him on thesportsbrokers.com. Also follow him on Twitter at Kevin Todd Sports. All right, are we ready for our first selection?
Yeah, here? Our first selection. I know the injury reports right now and Devontae Adams and Michael Thomas. I understand that, but we've decided our first selection. I'm still right now, we're gonna go take the over 52.5, I believe, for the Green Bay New Orleans game. Over 52.5. It seems like one of those dangling carrot games. The injury report's going to be big. It's maybe too early to pick a game like this and wait till Sunday morning. But for the purposes of this show, Craig and I still feel confident over 52.5, Saints and the Packers.
Slightly Sunday confident. Night. Slightly confident. And the Packers have played the Vikings and the Lions, so you got to take that into consideration. But that's how we're going. We're going with the over. All right. Kevin, your second selection.
Another selection here, based on the public perception, gentlemen, is that I'm taking Iowa State. They're minus 2.5. They're on the road at TCU. I believe they were ranked in the top 25, and they lost last week to a Lafayette team at home. Mm. Now they're on the road against TCU. What the public doesn't know is that TCU is 1-5 against the spread their last five games overall. They're also 1-5 against the spread when they play a Big 12 opponent. Iowa State, on the other hand, they're 4-1 their last five versus TCU. They're also 5-0 their last five games playing in week three. Plus the fact that now TCU is starting a first-time sophomore quarterback at the starting quarterback job this week. I really like Iowa State laying the number here at 2.5. I think they also could win this game by double digits. You're getting so much value here. I'm taking Iowa State, lay the 2.5.
All right. Again, check out Kevin Todd at thesportsbrokers.com and on Twitter at Kevin Todd Sports. All right, now our next game we're going to do, and I always stay away from games that I need to go with my heart. I'm a native Detroiter, but, you know, we got this Lions-Cardinals game. Cardinals minus 5.5 right now, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. So the remember, these two teams played 54 weeks ago and played to a tie when Detroit blew an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter. Well, what else is new?
Yeah.
I think the Cardinals are a lot better than they were a year ago. You got DeAndre Hopkins in there. Kyler Murray, his growth chart is much improved from what he was even just a year ago. And I think the Lions are about the same or possibly worse than they were last year. So I think the Cardinals could win and cover this 5.5. Pete, anything to add to this?
Well, just that last year the Cardinals were not great. They gave a bunch of total yards on defense, but they've rebuilt. They got Devon Kennard, Devondre Campbell, Jordan Phillips, and the Detroit Lions, S-U-C-K, suck beyond belief. Matt Patricia playing for his life, and I think Arizona blows the smithereens off of him.
Okay, very good. Yep. All right, Kevin, any thoughts on a third game?
On my third game, you guys are going to think I'm crazy, but there's also a lot of value in this game. Now, we all know how bad Minnesota's been playing. They're 0-2. Kirk Cousins was atrocious last year. And Tennessee, they're 2-0. They've been playing some good football. You're getting a lot of value here because of the way Minnesota has been playing. They're not that bad of a team, folks. They're playing at home. They're getting 3 points. Plus that, you know, they're playing Tennessee, where when they play Tennessee at home, they're 6-1 against the spread, and they're also 6-1 straight up. They're catching 3. I love Minnesota in this spot. I'm telling you, they're going to win the game outright. Give me Minnesota plus the 3.
All right. Minnesota, Kevin Todd, again, at thesportsbrokers.com and on Twitter at Kevin Todd Sports. All right, we have one college game we're going to go with this week. Pete Shepard, Louisville at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, I believe, a 3-point favorite right now at home. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to take the Cardinals here. We're going to take the Cardinals here at Louisville plus 3. I've seen both these teams play. Obviously, I'm a big Miami Hurricane fan, so I understand what Louisville went through last week. I just also saw what Pittsburgh did not do to Syracuse. I know they're a good defensive team. I think they allow Cuse only 26 yards on the ground. I understand it. I'm just going by, not going to be a lot of fans. I don't think the weather's going to be anything crazy as far as I know right now. Louisville, to me, just looks like a better team from what I've seen. Even though Pittsburgh beat Syracuse last week and Louisville got hammered in the second half by the U, we're going with the Cardinals here plus the 3. Or minus 3 at Pittsburgh.
All right. Very good. All right. I think we're all set. Our first 3 each, and pros versus Joe style. We're looking forward to this. We're going to do this every week on Thursdays. Plus, you can hear Kevin on Saturdays, right? For
that's
a half
right.
hour every Saturday morning.
10 to 10:30.
10 to 10:30 right here on 99.3 ESPN.
And before I go, gentlemen, let me just let you know and your audience know that I am undefeated right now on Monday and Thursday night NFL. I had the Raiders on Monday when the entire country was on New Orleans, and that was considered a reverse lineman move, I should tell you, because you had all the money going in on New Orleans, but yet the line was dropping in Vegas from 5.5 to 4. So everyone who's listening right now, if you pick up the phone and you dial 888-320-7517, that's 888-320-7517, I'm going to give you tonight's winner, Miami at Jacksonville, absolutely free. I'm here. I want to help you. I want to, you know, basically what I do is I turn outcomes into incomes, and I want to earn your business.
All right.
Fantastic.
Our listeners are very excited about this. Kevin, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Good luck, gentlemen.
All right. You too. Thank you very much. All right. That's right, going to be fun.
That. Yeah, that number again, 888-320-7517. Get a free winner from Kevin tonight.
Turn outcomes into incomes.
I love that.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's good. That's very good. All right. So that's some fun. That's a warm-up to what we do when we goof around on Friday with our Pigskin Picks.
But logic
this
is sound.
This is serious here.
And you know, the dang, I love his analysis about the Vikings.
Yeah.
You know, because I guarantee you 99% of the public's probably going to go with Tennessee based on what they saw the last couple of weeks.
Well, 2-0 versus 0-2. Yeah, absolutely.
True. But don't forget, Tennessee let Jacksonville back in that game last week. And really, if it wasn't a missed pass here or there, that could have been a different outcome. But
yeah.
So recapping that, Kevin's got he's laying the 7 with OK State in West Virginia, at West Virginia. Iowa State minus 2.5 against TCU. And the Vikings plus the 3 against the Titans. And then Craig and Pete, the Joes here, going to go over 52.5 New Orleans and Green Bay. Lay the 5.5 with Arizona against the Lions. And
Louisville's plus 3, not minus 3. They're
okay,
they're plus
all right.
3.
That was so really bad. You'll take the 3 with Louisville at Pittsburgh. Yep. And I am hoping to have a $50 gift card to Under Armour next week.
And we are, like I said, the preamble for this is also, we are not, do any of the games that Craig and I pick are not going to be part of Pigskin Picks tomorrow. So a totally different group of games.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to do any crossover like that. So we'll keep it very... and that $50 gift card, which you'll be sharing with us, I'm sure.
I'll have a nice new Under Armour face mask to come in here.
I like it. You know what? Both sides could go 3-0. How about that? Tie goes to what? Us.
Carry it over.
Well, no, I don't care what y'all can tie. If he goes 3-0, I get the $50.
If he gets 3-0, I might get more than.
This is quality right
these
here,
are,
man.
These are good tips.
That's right.
I'll get the 50 plus whatever, you know.
Yeah.
However many Skittles are in the bag that week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what
I'm
real
saying.
It could be. I know exactly what you're saying.
You pick up what I'm putting down.
Right.
Well, I'm happy about the possibility of donating $1,000 to a charity if we beat him.
Yeah. Now I got to come up with a charity. I have a couple in mind.
I have several.
All right.
Your personal bank account is not a charity.
No,
just so
the human fund.
Whatever.
All right, we will we'll close it out with what you got. Got a big game tonight. It is the Dolphins and the Jaguars for Thursday Night Football. We, of course, are a Buccaneers affiliate, and they play on Sunday, late Sunday, against the Denver Broncos. Airtime is at 3:30. Kickoff with Gene Deckerhoff and company at 4:25. The Broncos are brought to you by My Shower Door. Want to see more? Signs in one day in Fort Myers off Alico Road and the Boathouse on Naples Bay, and by Creel Tractor. What you got next?
Wow.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, here we go for this day in history, September 24th. By the way, before I do this, the big Quinn accusing Chris already talking to Kevin Todd behind the scenes to up his Stone Cold Lock of the Night, maybe get into the 70 percentile range with a little cheating behind the scenes.
Well, he's going to give it out now, right, I think. I don't know if it's even going to be football. It may not be.
All right, well.
I've got the entire sports world at my disposal tonight to pick from for my lock, so no telling where I'm going to go.
Okay. Let's see here. On this day in history, in 1789.
Hey, we were a country.
Barely.
13 years old.
Congress adopted the Judiciary Act of 1789. The Supreme Court was born. Just timely.
That's topical.
How can something from 1789 be timely? That's how. 1948, a little more recent times, the Honda Motor Company was formed. Birthdays today.
It's in Japan.
What?
Honda.
Yeah.
Japanese.
Although I think they assemble most of their cars in America now. Mm-hmm.
Well, the American cars, yeah.
Yeah. Jim Henson was born in 1936.
Ah, Muppets.
The Muppets. 1896, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Why do you want to F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
And happy birthday from 1755, John Marshall, who happened to be the fourth Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Here
this is a
go.
Big day for the Supreme Court.
Huge.
Chris is so
what
proud
a great
of
movie.
Right
what a great. It's a straight ripoff from Ted.
in 1919.
Or Ted 2.
Babe Ruth, in his last year with the Red Sox, set a Major League Baseball season home run record of 28. The next year.
Thanks, Harry Frazier, you doofus.
The next year, Babe Ruth in 1920 reset the record with the Yankees at 50. Jumped from 28 to 50. A lot of suspicion back then about performing.
Greenies. No. It's very simple.
Smaller park.
Fenway has the little deepest right field in all of one of them all in baseball, and the Yankees have a short porch in right field, still do. They always said that if Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio had switched stadiums, it would have been interesting.
It was a big day for Babe Ruth because then in 1934, only 2,500 people showed up to see his last game as a Yankee at Yankee Stadium. The only thing I could think of is it was because of the Depression.
Pandemic.
Well, anyway. By the way, the Red Sox beat the Yankees that day, and that allowed Idle Detroit to take the pennant. It's pretty thrilled. Pretty big day in 1934.
The last time that happened.
Yeah. Happy birthday, 1921. Jim McKay, formerly of ABC Sports Wild World
no
of Sports.
No with us. Great broadcaster.
Mean Joe Green was born in 1946.
Likes Coca-Cola.
Hey, kid, catch.
Yeah.
Do you know he drank 23, I think it might have been over 20. I thought I read 23 bottles during that take.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 23 times he had a dominant.
I bet he was jittery with the caffeine.
Yeah.
Alan Bestwick, NASCAR broadcaster, born on this day. Rafael Palmeiro, born in 1964.
Who could ever forget that test in Congress? I did not do steroids.
With the finger wag.
My God, I will never, ever
That's what
forget
he's known
that.
For. Guy yeah. had 3,000 hits, hit for power and average, and he's known for the finger wag.
He once got a gold glove at first base one year, and guess how many games he played at
Six.
First base? I think it was less than that. It was three, I think. Three, and he got a gold glove award to play in first base.
Believe he has the most games played in Major League Baseball history without a World Series appearance.
It's tormenting.
I could be wrong about that, though.
And happy birthday, Eddie George, born in 1973. Ooh. Pete Shepard, what you got? What do you mean, Whoa, and what? Heisman Trophy winner.
Great player.
Down year.
Hall of Famer, right?
No.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
You didn't think Eddie George is in the Hall of Fame.
No, I mean, he was fine behind McNair. I did see him play. I absolutely saw him play towards the back end of his career.
You were three?
No, I mean, he was in the Super Bowl against the Rams in 98. That was that's really the first Super Bowl I remember sitting down and watching beginning to end. Stinks Kevin Dyson was short.
It's
all right.
Thought he was in. A couple of notes about the Pac-12 and the college football playoff from Ralph Russo, who is an Associated Press, a sports writer. So even if the Pac-12 champ doesn't qualify for the college football playoff, the Pac-12 is guaranteed a spot in the new NY6 Bowl, which is ridiculous.
Rose Bowl.
So that's 4 million. Also, each Power 5 conference gets a 66 million from the college football playoff anyway, regardless of team selected. I don't know why college football just can't move the Rose Bowl till later.
I agree.
Who cares if it's not January 1st or not? Everybody else is making concessions. Why is college football?
It's too cold.
Well, they're following the NFL, which is sticking to its schedule, too. Football dominates. We do what we want.
By the way, so USC could go 6-0 and not get in the college football playoff. Chris Wright again.
By the way, Eddie George not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He is in the College Football Hall of Fame.
That's about right.
Four-time Pro Bowler.
Also, Ron Renicki saying earlier the Red Sox skipper about Jackie Bradley Jr. maybe playing in this final home game at Fenway. He said he's a great guy on and off the field. It was a privilege getting to know him and watching him play. Certainly sounds like he's going to be on the trading block.
Sounds like it.
Shedding a tear. Chris, all right, you're on the block now for your stone cold lock of the night.
All right, last night I told you to take the 3.5 with the Miami Heat. It was an excellent play. We were up a majority of the game. Never got down by more than 3, I don't believe. So it was one of those kick your feet up, enjoy your beer, and watch the shekels roll in. Tonight, not leaving the city of Miami. The Dolphins. This is a lock of the night.
Games
remember,
in Jacksonville,
61.5. I know. You just stay with me, Craig. All right? Don't jump the gun here on me.
Okay.
So, Miami. We call this a lock of the night. Miami's winning this game outright. But that does me no good to get plus 130 in a game where I just keep my record. So, I'll take the 3 points, collect, and go up above 62%. 61.5, by the way.
Okay.
We disagree.
You know, Chris.
We disagreed yesterday.
Yeah, but that's,
maybe a year from now, you'll be on our show as a guest promoting your website and 900 number to
giving out my
games.
Giving out my own Under Armour gift cards.
1-900 go Ellen.
It's seven letters. It works. Yeah.
All right.
So it's seven letters. It does work.
We got
what we got tonight. Anything?
Thursday night football.
Of course.
If you want to listen to the Westwood One broadcast, listen here. If you want to listen to the Dolphins broadcast, go over to our sister station, 96 K Rock.
Still listening.
But yeah, listen here.
Yeah.
But you can hear them over there.
Right. Gotcha. And then what time's tip off of the Lakers? Is that
9 o'clock? God, why did what are you talking about? It's going to be halftime of the game. You're going to get to watch second quarter NBA basketball.
Fine.
They will end at about the same time, though.
Still 3-49 tonight, Jaguars and the Dolphins.
Okay.
And I forgot. You know, we got college football tonight, too. UAB in Southern Alabama. All right. South Alabama.
The Jags.
All right, everybody. That'll do it for us. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Have a great night. Enjoy the football, the basketball, whatever you want.
Tua!
Talk to you tomorrow. God bless America and the world.
Fins up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.